screen, but that's okay. So welcome to back to Security Guy TV at Black Hat 2017. And what's your name, sir?
John Morello.
And what's the name of your company?
Twistlock.
Twistlock. Now, I'm thinking of that thing that goes around my baggie for my cheese sandwich, but that's not it.
Not quite. Okay. We make a set of security tools for protecting cloud-native applications, basically. The kinds of things that people write in, like, and run in Docker containers, run in AWS Lambda, kind of modern applications, basically.
Now, how long have you guys been around?
For about 2 years now, a little bit over 2 years.
All right, good. And it's a startup. Is it going good?
It's going very well. We recently did a Series B. We've raised about $30 million to date. We've got about 70 customers globally, some really well-known brands and government organizations and so forth. So far, things are going really well.
Now, I got the small brain, and she has the large brain. She's really more technical. I'm more practical. So give me the practical. Sell this to me. I'm a COO of some company, and I got some IT guys, but I'm the decision maker. So what are you going to do for me?
Yeah, I mean, like most security products, we're really about risk mitigation and control. Like, the idea really is, as you build your applications and you're running those applications on modern platforms, like, you probably don't want to be in your own data center anymore. You probably don't want to be building legacy applications that require, like, lots of time to build and deploy. You're going to take this cloud-native approach. You're going to use tools like Docker and Kubernetes and Jenkins and so forth to be able to build applications more rapidly and to be able to deploy them across whatever cloud you happen to run in. So, you know, like, there's that notion of software eating the world and every company's becoming a software company. If you really want to achieve that vision and get to the point where you've enabled your business to make IT like a real competitive advantage, being able to create those applications quickly and to deploy them quickly is a key part of that. However, that also changes a lot from a security standpoint, because now you're dealing with applications that are going to be changing much more rapidly than they have in the past. You have a lot more things that you have to secure, and the fundamental technology construct that you're building on is a lot different than it was. And so tools like ours are really designed to be kind of purpose-built for protecting these modern applications, to deal with the change, the amount of like devices and entities that are out there, and to be able to be really integrated with the development lifecycle so your developers can find problems and fix them before they ever make it to production.
Development lifecycle. Could you address the increasing demands of users in the IoT landscape? How are you keeping pace with all of the security challenges on that front?
Yeah, the IoT is actually a really interesting use case, because you see a lot of IoT organizations using IoT, utilizing containers for that, because containers and Docker is a really good technical fit for that, because you can build this application one time and you have it as what's called an image that you can then deploy to, you know, all your Raspberry Pis or your escalators or, you know, coffee machines or whatever it might be that's using it. We actually have two customers that are really doing a lot with IoT. One of them is a really large, like, industrial manufacturer out of the Midwest. Another one is a large maker of coffee stuff, and both of them utilize Twistlock to help secure those IoT environments to make sure that as they're deploying these applications that run in all these different, like, kind of use cases, that the back end of that data and also the front end, for that matter, as well, that's containerized, is being protected throughout that life cycle. So from the very beginning of the point that the developer is building the image that's going to run on that IoT device, every time they do a build, we're checking it for vulnerabilities, for malware, for compliance issues, and then we allow you to show the developer in the same Jenkins interface that they use to build their app all the problems that they have so they can fix them before they ever go out into that production environment. We also give you as a security team the ability to have quality gates there where you can say, if the build doesn't meet my threshold, like if it has vulnerabilities that are medium or high, or if it has a compliance problem, something like that, you can force the build to fail and then thus make the developer fix it before it ever gets out. And so really what we're trying to do from a kind of a CI integration standpoint is to make sure that those problems are obvious and can be corrected before they ever get out of the development environment, because it's a lot cheaper and lower risk for everybody if you can fix them early on.
Great.
Go.
And then going forward, what types of risks are you seeing in the threat landscape globally? You know, you speak about your different clients, industrial, consumer, coffee. Yeah. Are you expanding into other industries where the challenges are different? If so, how?
Yeah, I mean, containers are one of those kind of fundamental shifts, like virtualization and cloud, in the sense that it's not really vertical specific, that basically everybody across all industries is moving towards that direction. So kind of the three biggest areas for us is financial services, healthcare, and government. Those are places where we really see a lot of momentum, a lot of uptake of these containers and use cases. We have a government agency that uses containers to really process a lot of information about citizenship and the ability for people to traverse borders and so forth. That organization uses Twistlock to make sure that the data, that really highly sensitive data about the people's identities and their passports and so forth, is being protected adequately. We also have use cases with digital media companies that are running large properties. If you want to go view a trailer for like the latest superhero right. movie, for example, when you're streaming that trailer down, the back end for that system that delivers that is something that we help protect as well. Same thing in financial services. We have some really large banking organizations, one of the top five banks in the world, that uses us to protect their internal container as a service platform, which is kind of their own internal private cloud that all their different groups, from like commercial banking to risk analytics to bond trading, they all use that platform to be able to run their own applications, and we help protect kind of the back end of all those different use cases.
How are you different than other companies or competitors? What's different about it?
I think probably the biggest thing that we're doing, or there's two things I would say that are really different. One of them is we take a very sort of like top to bottom approach. We're not focused just on securing the containers, but also the applications you run in them and the environments you run them in. So the host OS, the cloud provider you're doing. Just yesterday, we actually announced, we had a press release about, we're also providing security for serverless applications like AWS Lambda and Azure Functions and Google Cloud Functions. So really that entire cloud native stack for these modern applications, we're helping you secure. The other part that's unique about our approach is we really rely a lot on machine learning and automation. So one of the things that we really believe fundamentally is that if you're going to be deploying and using these containers where you have so many more of the devices out there and they're changing so much more frequently, it's impossible for a human being to keep up with managing right. and securing it, right? So we do a lot of work to automatically learn like how your container should run, like what processes would normally run, what file paths it accesses, what is kind of like network connectivity patterns like north, south, and east, west. We build these models that describe that, and then we're looking for anomalies relative to the model. So instead of having to like always be chasing around with this huge list of signatures of all the things that could possibly be bad, we're just simply saying this is what we know is good. Like this is how it normally should work, and if it's something that's outside of that normal box, we know it to be anomalous and can alert on it or can prevent that activity.
Now, what keeps John Morello awake at night? What do you worry about?
I think the biggest thing, honestly, is that, I guess it's a very high-level topic, but the biggest thing is that I think we've created and are creating a system with all these devices on the internet, but also just like the embedding of software into all of the kind of day-to-day functions that people have that's so complex that no single person understands all aspects of it, or even like small slices of it within their own organization. And when you start creating systems that are too complex for people to really understand, it becomes impossible for them to be able to adequately secure it. I think the complexity of systems is probably the biggest challenge.
That's very insightful. It reminds me of one of my favorite movies, Brazil, back in the day, where everything was a big, messed up, and it took an act of God to get a plumber, and nobody understood the process.
Yeah.
We have created a system, and we have a shortage of personnel that understand it, don't we? A million people.
Yes. That's right.
And I'm worried that it's going to get so complex, and then people say, I'm going to be a plumber instead. And what are we going to do?
You're going to be left with something that people rely on, yet is basically not being maintained the way
well, until the internet becomes self-aware,
yeah.
which they say is about 2025.
I don't know. We'll see.
I
see enough bugs in software that we help secure to really be a little bit pessimistic about robots taking the world over.
That makes me feel better. John Morello, twistlock.com here, Black Hat 2017 on SecurityGuideTV.com. Thanks for coming in, John. Appreciate it. Great
Thank
talk.
You.
Great discussion. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
All right, we're back in a minute.